My name is Gabby Gaspardi, and this is my short story called Thoughts of a Commuter. He walks down the crowded sidewalk, hundreds of people packed together and spanning to the horizon, the stoic face worn by him, being passed on to others. A short man pushes his way through the crowd, his face stressed in red. A woman in a short dress, looking bright and cheery, jauntily waltzes through the crowd. He sees these people. He sees their lives and emotions painted brightly on their faces. He thinks, can these people see my story? Do they see my feelings? Do they see the depressed businessman who lives alone in a one-bedroom apartment? Or do they just see a statue in a suit? His stoic face is interrupted by the biting of his lower lip. Where do all these people go? Do they go to the same places as me? He walks down the dark gray cement stairs leading to the subway station. He sits on an orange-colored plastic seat in need of a new paint job and looks across the car. The reflection of him in his navy suit and dark red tie projects on the window. A red tie? He looks down at his navy suit with a green tie. Again, he looks across the car. The reflection across is not a reflection at all. It is another man with the same stoic face, but with the too familiar look of yearning for a different life pouring from the man's eyes. Does this man share my story? Does this man share my feelings? He thinks. He closes his eyes and leans his head back on the window. He hears the subway clicking, a woman sitting next to him turning the pages of a dull book, and the rustle of a newspaper in the distance. All the noises of the subway drifting away as he slowly imagines himself in a small house on the beach. The waves lapping against the shore, and birds flying over his house, singing as they go by. To be away from everyone, in seclusion, never again to go on a noisy subway. Never again having to push my way through the crowded street. Never again would I have to wear a navy suit with a dark green tie. The screeching of the subway and the muffled voice of the driver announcing the destination brings him back to the orange plastic seat and his navy suit with the dark green tie. He opens his eyes and slowly gets up to walk to the platform. The swarm of people consuming every inch of his space, all bustle and hurry, to get to the dark gray cement stairs leading back up to the real world first. He makes his way through the crowd and mounts the stairs leading up. Too soon, he is thrust back into the world he tried to escape. Again, he walks down the crowded sidewalk with hundreds of people, all packed together, spanning to the horizon. He walks two long blocks before he reaches the structure where every day he sits at the same desk with the same fake plant next to him. He reaches his building and looks up. The dark, ominous building glares down at him, as if it was a self-portrait of the boss himself. He unwillingly walks up the cement stairs and opens the immaculately clean glass doors. He walks into the elevator with eight other employees and stands in silence with the rest of them. The elevator, slow, slides its metallic doors open to floor 21. He looks out at the sea of cubicles, all occupied with men hunched over, mechanically typing away their lives. He reaches his desk and sits down in the cold plastic office chair he bought at a discount. He looks out the window once more before he starts typing his life away. One day, he thought, someone will share my story.